Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This week, I am at Lindenwood Park Place, which is near Lindenwood Park, and Jeff Scally is with me. He owns the building. It is a social club slash community center slash we're going to get into all of what's here. Really cool spot. Jeff, thanks so much for inviting me over.
Thank you. Nice to have you.
So tell me about the history of this building.
So it was a church. It was built in, the cornerstone was built in 1925. I don't know when they actually finished it. But it was a church for 90 years and then sat empty for the last 10. I bought it in 2020, right in the middle of COVID, and have been working on rehabbing and decorating it sorts to turn it into our little social club here.
Why?
Why it was kind of just a kismet type of thing. I flipped a house with some carpenter friends going into COVID, and this building came for sale. It was very cheap because it had been empty for so long and nobody could really do much with it. And kind of mixed fate is there. I had the money to get it and had the ideas to put it in. And since it was COVID, we weren't really doing much else. So we were able to throw a lot of effort and time into fixing it up.
And what church was it and where is it exactly so people have an idea?
Sure. So it's on Jameson, about a block and a half from Lindenwood Park, in between 44 and Lindenwood Park. And it was a sect of Lutheran church. There are a couple others that are in this area, and I think that it just kind of, I don't know the specifics. It's on the Neighborhood Association website if there's a little bit of history. But in general, I think the timing aligns with the financial crash of 2008. I don't know if that was the final straw, that they just couldn't keep the doors open any longer.
Well, let's start in this room where we are now, which you have turned into an office for yourself.
Yep.
We got into this by going through a bookcase that was pushed aside, like
sure.
A secret entrance.
Yes, everybody needs a hidden bookcase door.
I think so. I really liked it. Then we went up these stairs, and now we're in this beautiful room, which I will share photos of on Instagram, SJKMOX, and also KMOX.com. But this is a beautiful space. But let's go back down to some of the other spaces that are here that the public can enjoy.
Sure.
Starting on the bottom floor, you have a pickleball court.
Yes, so there's an indoor gymnasium. We laid a hardwood floor down on there and then inlaid a pickleball court into it. It's a, we call the short court. The kitchen's the right size for a pickleball court, but the back lines are condensed. So it's a little bit different. You know, if you're a hardcore pickleballer, you're probably, you know, we're not going to have an official tournament there, but it is plenty of fun still.
And then next door to that, or behind a little curtain, you have what is the makings of a kitchen, you said?
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully in the next year, year and a half, we'll have a full commercial kitchen and dining room space that we hope to do some like chef showcases, cooking lessons, be able to do big dinner parties for, you know, 20, 30 people. So
as we go upstairs from the gym, we have another space that is, well, there's space that people can use for offices or like meetings or things like that. But then there's also a tavern.
Yes. So we built a medieval tavern space to kind of ideally use for immersive Dungeon & Dragon type settings. Really it's just a big, cool space. So, you know, there's a book club that meets in there because they're too big for the other game room. It's a medieval tavern. It's hard to describe without seeing the pictures.
Yeah, it really is. It has one of those little tiny doors on the door where
check the password.
You gotta get a password to go on. But I mean, talking about what a great spot for actually people who play games, Dungeons and Dragons or whatever, it really is an incredible looking space that does resemble a medieval tavern. And I was asking you about what it costs to rent that space, and it's really, really reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of all the pricing here, is, including those game rooms, is that it's not really an event space. I want to try and get recurring members of the club to use it over and over again, you know, a couple times a month or even once a month. So yeah, the tavern rents for $30 for a six-hour block on a weekday or $60 for a weekend. So, you know, cheap enough to you and five, six friends, it's only a few bucks a head. And, you know, it's all BYOB, bring your own food, whatever you want to bring in.
That's a good deal. Now, before we move on, you mentioned the membership aspect of this. Tell me about how that works.
So the membership is our chance to, you know, kind of get you to sign the membership agreement. It's meant to be a gatekeeping, so it's not like an event space where just anybody retail could come off and just sign up and use the space. We don't have like a staff that's like setting up things or cleaning things. So really we're trying to build a community of people who are using the space and have a little bit of a sense of ownership in it by being a member.
And is this an annual membership? How much is it? How does that work?
So it's $120 a year, so about $10 a month. Right now we are also doing quarterly memberships to try and kind of open our arms to as many possible new faces as possible. And, you know, eventually we are going to start limiting memberships and it'll be just on an annual basis. But for now, yeah, it's $40 a quarter, $120 a year. And that kind of checks the box to get you in the door.
And is it designed to be for the community that lives in this neighborhood, or are you just like whole citywide, anybody?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's designed for the neighborhood, but it sure is a lot of perks to being close. I myself live just right around the block, so it's a couple minute walk from me. This is kind of an extension of my house, and that's what the overall idea I have for it is, you know, we're in these, you know, smaller bungalow house type houses, and this is a way that, you know, you want to add on a poker room to your house. Well, just, I got a small membership fee. You can do it. Or a golf simulator or a pickleball court.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Or et cetera. We turn the sanctuary, the chapel space, into a big party area, about a third of which is taken up by a commercial golf simulator.
And you said that's been a popular thing that people are renting?
Yes, using. That's definitely, and that's the one that's most word of mouth, right? So you come in with some people to either have a party or play golf. So that's definitely been the more popular space.
And it's one of those that has the big screen and you hit
the ball. It's a 10-foot by 16-foot screen. You're hitting the ball 18 feet off the screen, so you're not just like hitting into a mat right off in front of you. And then there's plenty of space for people to hang out and watch and whatever.
Yeah, it's a pretty big room, and then there's other games too. You got a shuffleboard table, which is really cool, like wooden.
Yeah, old school wooden, yeah. Nearly 20-foot table. Mm-hmm. And then ping pong. We have another poker table in that room. Darts. So yeah, lots of stuff to do.
Jeff, tell me a little bit about your background and your interests.
Sure. My day job is a technology analyst, so to speak, for a benefit enrollment company. I work for a local company off of Del Mar, but I work from home, quote unquote, here now. I've went to Mizzou. I grew up in St. Charles, went to Mizzou, and after college moved into this neighborhood. I've been here since 2001. And love it. Love this area of the city. Love the access to everywhere else in the city. Love everything about it. So my family and I definitely have kind of anchored ourselves with this property and project for sure.
What about outside interests of work, like hobbies? What do you do and any other projects you might work on?
Well, that's what most of this place is encompassing. These are all my type of hobbies and activities. So, golf, D&D, there's a portrait photography studio. I'm also into photography.
Yeah, just to make sure people are clear, there is a portrait photography studio in this place.
Yeah,
in Lindenwood Park Place.
And for that one, I have all the equipment, lights, backdrops are all available for members who want to utilize that space. So,
And you said you did some, people came in and took photos for their Christmas cards this year.
Yeah, we did. We called it the Olin Mills party from the 80s portrait studio.
Yeah.
So yeah, we set up right before Thanksgiving. We opened up 10 half-hour sessions and let people come in for a, what I feel is a reasonable fee. I mean, they took pictures and we edited their photos, did some pretty interesting green screen stuff and some floating heads in the background and stuff like that.
So photography, you said D&D, pickleball.
Overall, painting is a thing that I've taken up here. There's a lot of space to do art projects here. So I've been doing a lot of, random one-off things in this room. That, for example, that stained glass piece I did.
You made that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
A couple paintings around here and just whatever comes to mind, I've got space to do it, and that's the beauty of this place for me personally.
I always ask people when I go roaming St. Louis about the neighborhood that we're in. So tell me about the neighborhood.
Sure. Lindenwood Park neighborhood. It's kind of in the middle of, on one side you got the hill, St. Louis Hills on the other side, Clifton Park on the other side, Maplewood. So we're kind of just glue in the middle of some of these bigger, more well-known neighborhoods. I've been here. I'm on my second house that I've purchased in this neighborhood. My brother-in-law lives in the neighborhood as well. I don't know. It's a great spot. It's always been nice, or at least the last 20 years, it's always been nice. And I don't know. What else can I say about it? Yeah, I mean, you've got restaurants, plenty, access to other parts of the city. We're right off 44, so you can get to pretty much anywhere with a $15 Uber ride. So
yeah, no, it's exactly. It's a very well-located neighborhood with, I would guess, reasonably priced homes. And
yeah, I think so. I think everything's blown up, obviously, in the last 10 years. But I would assume that we're still on the decent scale of affordability.
So what's your greater vision for Lindenwood Park Place?
Honestly, it's pretty similar to what I'm starting out with, and I won't ever say never to any other new ideas, but you know, I'm trying to build a community of people that are going to hang out and throw events. You know, I welcome members to do events that they open out to other to wider groups. So, for example, I've got a member that runs a dance company, and she does some dance lessons once a month. I've got someone in January that's going to throw a trivia night, and we're using the club to promote that internally. And then, you know, just basically have stuff going on all the time here.
And that kitchen that you're building in the bottom floor, you just put in a new sprinkler system, you said. Cost more than the building?
Yes, that was the big project of the year. All my friends, I'm sure, are sick of me talking about it. But it's, it was definitely the big hurdle. One of the reasons why this place sat empty is because it is big and needed that investment. So we did everything but that, and then kind of had to hold our nose and do that last piece this past year. So that was our last big hurdle, and now we're kind of, you know, looking ahead at the future and finalizing everything.
Well, it would be cool to have a commercial kitchen because there's a lot of ways you could use that.
Yeah. I personally love the idea of being able to go to like the culinary schools and doing remember in Top Chef, the restaurant wars thing where mm-hmm. they set up essentially a restaurant for the weekend. That's to me my pie in the sky idea is, you know, we get some, I will help fill the room with 50 people that are chipping in X dollars to get the budget for a chef to do something cool.
Well, Jeff, this has been really fun. I appreciate you inviting me over, and
absolutely,
best of luck with Lindenwood Park Place. I highly recommend you check this place out because it is really cool.
Thank
and
you.
It's a unique space in the city of St. Louis.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're definitely online or on social media. So Lindenwood Park Place, check us out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.